Hello and welcome to episode 84 of the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell, coming to you live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Today you might notice a different background from me, and I am joined by someone who, I don't know, maybe we'll have to get you to speak a little Spanish on the show here today, Nicolas. So Nicolas Mateo from Argentina. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that right, Nicolas?
That's right. I am from Argentina. Yeah.
Yes.
Connected to Spanish very well.
Buenos dias. Yeah, so.
Buenas tardes.
That's right. We're getting there. Happy to have him here, guys. And yeah, we're really going to dive in. It's funny. I was transitioning before this interview from another call, and I've gotten to know Nicolas a little bit, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get to know you as soon as we hit record. So this is kind of the beginning of our friendship now, too, and you guys are going to get to watch how it goes. So. Nicolas, could you just tell us, how did you first find out about Lieberland, and how did you get involved? I think you started showing up on our weekly international calls, but just kind of walk us through how you got from there to being on the calls that we do.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of crazy because I was digging, surfing the internet once, and I am really curious guy, and I wonder myself, is there anywhere in the world, like a piece of land that doesn't belong to anyone? So I start digging. Suddenly Lieberland appear, and as soon as I see it, I get involved because I see like the philosophy that is behind. Mm-hmm. So it's the same philosophy that I follow. So I immediately got involved and I start to reach, for example, Peter and the guys, and I start talking to them to know more about it. Within the forthcoming years, I got into the weekly meetings, and here I am. Right now I am in Belgrade. I'm very excited to be at the floating man. Yeah.
Oh, you're already in Belgrade. You beat me there. I will be there in less than 7 days, man. So I look forward to meeting you face to face. And talking about what you just mentioned, the philosophy is what drew you. Well, wondering where in the world, that's really interesting. Is there any like unclaimed territory in the world? And is there anything that aligns with my philosophy? Could you talk to us about what you mean by your philosophy? Because one thing that I've noticed is I feel like in America, in particular, and I've probably been to like 15 or 16 different countries, I feel like the US does have the most kind of natural essence of freedom and liberty. There's obviously some things there that I don't agree with, but just even traveling to like Belize recently, I'm in Mexico right now. I notice in general, the culture seems very compliant with whatever the government tells them to do. So I feel like, Is it like that in Argentina? And if so, how did you become so different?
Yeah, well, first of all, I studied economics. I am an economist, and also I have a Master of Science in Finance. I get to know the Austrian School of Economics after I graduated. And yeah, in Argentina, the government is basically anywhere in the economy, intervening in everything. The tax burden is really high for everybody. Always the government is printing money to finance the spending. And right now, Argentina is like heading maybe through greater inflation, maybe hyperinflation in the future. We have almost run out of international reserves, which is, well, a problem because the Argentinian peso is literally nothing. Anybody wants, like, no one wants an Argentinian peso, right? And yeah, but people in Argentina is like, get used to it. Anybody really like is trying to fight back for saying in some way. So the government basically does whatever it wants. Which is sad. No?
Do you feel as though, I think one of the best ways to kind of gauge whether or not a population, in my opinion, thinks for themselves or just goes with what they're told to do, you can very easily tell that based on how compliant the country is with like masks right now. Was Argentina like that? Was everyone just listening to everything? Did we have anyone showing any form of like rebellion or just kind of thinking for themselves?
Well, in Argentina, the restrictions were very, very severe. But yeah, there were some people that fight against that. Me, for example.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to maximize my freedom at all costs, let's say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, people really, really take the government like warnings really seriously, and they respect them like. Mm. Like, so yeah, it was tough, really.
Yeah. Well, you found your kind of found your family now. You found your niche here in Liberland. And I think the cool thing about Liberland too is it's not like everybody who's involved with our country is maybe, if you're viewing what me and Nicholas are sharing right now as extreme, I can tell you right now, not everyone in Liberland is extreme as us. There's some people who I'd say probably are a little bit more law abiding than we are, but I'm happy that you're here, man. So as far as you getting involved in Liberland, it's cool that your background is in economics. That's always very, very helpful, especially, well, actually, can you tell us, as far as economics, is it more Austrian or what kind of, what did you study to get you here?
Austrian economics, of course.
Yeah, Austrian. So tell us about that, because I think a lot of people don't realize what Austrian economics is. Could you kind of just give a quick example of Austrian?
Basically, Austrian economics base its theory in the individual and in praxeology, which is like the human action and the implications it has. And it derives its theory according to that. I mean, which they make principles about that and therefore economic theory. So basically it's that. And if I had to recommend, for example, a book to anybody who wants to maybe get involved with the Austrian School of Economics to get to know it, it would be The Human Action by Ludwig von Mises. It's a really great book that speaks about all the economic system. It's great.
Yeah. So how did you even stumble across Austrian economics in Argentina?
Well, that's a good one, because when I was studying my bachelor in economics, we honestly didn't study much the Austrian School of Economics. We studied basically mainstream economics, and Marx, of course, Keynes.
Keynesian,
but the Austrian School of Economics was barely mentioned, like very, very little, you know. But that like got stuck in my head, and then after that I studied it by my own. Like I started digging into it, and I fell in love with Austrian School of Economics, man. What can I say?
Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit about what you're working on right now with Liberland. How are you serving the country? How are you getting involved? Are you? I'm assuming you've got to be an e-resident right now. Are you working on your passport? Anything like that?
No, I am already a citizen.
Okay. All right, cool. So yeah, tell us about what you're working on.
Yeah, well, right now I have started a business. I am the CEO of an early stage startup called Morpheus, which is a financial solution for businesses.
Did you found your company as a Liberland business?
No, not yet.
Okay. Let me know when you do. That is possible, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You can incorporate a business as a Liberland business. Send an email to info@liberland.org if you want to open a business. What's the proper terminology? I'll just use the third grade language. Under Liberland, if you want to open a business under Liberland, send an email to info@liberland.org. But so tell us about your company, though.
Yeah, we are on an early stage right now, but basically Morpheus intends to be a financial solution to businesses that want to borrow money and try to connect them with other businesses that have liquidity. The main idea is to create a free market of debt where anyone can get debt and grow their businesses, right? And also they can access to free market rates, because right now you have the government manipulating money supply anytime, and that affects directly interest rates. So if you want to maybe borrow money, banks are going to charge you a real interest rate according to the economy. But if you want to save, the interest rate is like zero right now, and it doesn't make sense, right? So the idea is to create a free market of debt.
Got it. What do you have a website or somewhere people can go for more information?
No, right now we are in the development process of that.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So very soon.
Looking forward to it. How old are you? You seem very young.
I am 28.
28. Okay. Wow. Yeah. You could have said like 21. I'm like, okay, but still, really? That's cool. Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Everybody thinks I am younger than I look.
Yeah. So yeah, let us know in the comments. How old do you guys think Nicholas is? That's cool though, man. So, would you say that getting into Austrian economics was kind of was that your epiphany moment? Did you have a moment where you kind of started asking yourself, maybe there's more to life than everything that I've kind of been taught in school?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. While reading Austrian Economics, you can immediately like go back to reality and check what the book says. It's like happening everywhere, anytime. I mean, it's human action. It's what people do every day.
Yeah.
And anytime.
So that was kind of like your red pill moment.
Yeah.
When you exited exactly. The matrix.
Exactly.
Cool.
By the way, that is why my startup is called Morpheus, because.
Oh wow! Yeah, yeah. Dude. Nice.
Trying to get people a choice of a new market, let's say.
I love that. Yeah, Morpheus. Go, guys, if you haven't watched The Matrix, just look up Morpheus.
Lawrence Fishburne. Best movie ever. Best
great movie. Ever, man. I hardly even watch movies now because most of the ones that come out just drive me crazy. I could see all the brainwashing happening, but Matrix is one that I will definitely go back and watch whenever I can. Nice, man. So you're already in Belgrade. Let's talk a little bit about Floating Man, because a lot of people are going to get to see this before the celebrations begin, which we're about six or less than a week away from this thing kicking off. So what's the pulse, man? You're there kind of at the heartbeat of Liberland right now. Is everyone getting excited? What are you looking forward to? And also just tell our audience a little bit about what Floating Man is for anyone who's tuning in and might not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, honestly, the first time I'm coming to Floating Man, so I'm really excited for it. Right now, a lot of Liberlanders are gathering here in Belgrade, so I have the opportunity to meet them. And basically, we are every day we are going somewhere to talk and share ideas, and we are really excited about going to Floating Man. And actually, we are going on Sunday to help with the arrangements of the festival, and I believe it is in, today. I am going with Carlo. You know Carlo, right?
Carlo, yes. Yeah, from Germany.
Yes.
I think, right.
He's living here.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be my first time there. I'm really excited.
Are you guys, are you driving up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be arriving next Friday, and I have a vehicle from Enterprise rented. So I got to... I got to figure out what it's like driving up, but no matter what, like I'm going to do it. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah. Nice. Carlo, you, who else are you hanging out with that's going to be heading up there?
Joey and Kristen.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. So Joey's already really, there too.
Yeah. Really, really nice people. Really cool.
Yeah. Nice. That's the I think that's probably the Liberland under 30 squad right there too. So good stuff. Well, let's see what else. We're talking about movies. Let's get to know you a little bit, man. Like, tell us aside from The Matrix, you know, maybe what is your favorite movie, and then we'll talk about some food.
Food. Well, pasta, of course. And first of all, Argentinian meat, like. It's the best meat in the world. Like asado, we call it barbecue. Is asado there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should come to Argentina whenever you want. My city. And
do you know I can't think of Javier's last name. Have you met Javier, our other Argentinian representative?
No.
The last 20 episodes, you'll see someone named Javier in there. He's from Argentina. He's an attorney. Everyone. Really? Yeah.
Oh yeah, Javier. Yeah, Javier Canosa. Right?
That sounds right. Yep, that sounds right.
Yes. 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 I have talked to it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So he's cool. I would like to get to Argentina for sure. And you guys have, you know, if you go far down south enough, you got Patagonia there, which is pretty popular.
Yes, Patagonia is a really nice place. I really love it.
Yeah, you've been before.
Yeah. 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 Of course.
Okay.
I always go there during the winter to ski.
Very nice.
Amazing place, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the pasta. Sorry.
Sorry?
You said pasta. I know that pasta. Argentina has a strong Italian influence there. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My blood is half Italian, half Spanish. So yeah. Almost everyone.
Mostly, yeah, a lot of people half Italian in Argentina.
That's right. That's right.
Cool. But no, aside from The Matrix, what's another movie that you like a lot?
What can I say? I really like Harry Potter. When I was a child, I loved it. But I don't watch movies like lately, you know? I prefer watching series or like reading books, playing guitar. That's my hobby.
You have your guitar with you right now? You playing at Floating Man?
Unfortunately not. No. And I love you guys. I mean, like, I like heavy metal music.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if many people like it.
What bands do you like in particular? When I think of heavy metal, I think of, like, I don't know if you know Disturbed or
Slipknot.
Slipknot, yeah. Nine Inch Nails.
Korn.
There's another one similar to Disturbed that is, Drowning Pool does, with the bodies hit the floor. I don't know if you know that one.
Yeah. But my favorite band is Slipknot and Korn, basically.
Slipknot
right
and
now
Korn.
Slipknot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know Before I Forget very well because that was in Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. Nice, man. Okay. Well, we'll start winding it down now. What would you say is kind of like a message that you have to Lieberlandians out there? Especially those who maybe are just getting started in their journey, are wanting to get more involved. You know, you've just gone through this process of getting involved, getting more, just putting your Lieberland jersey on, right? So for anyone who's new to the concept or wants to get more involved, you know, what would be your words of wisdom to them?
I would say that don't hesitate to ask to write a message to anyone if you are in doubt. We're going to give you information, you can come here. It's honestly great. I mean, I was there and I started writing and I decided, well, I'm going. So I'm here. And I think we all can contribute to a greater thing that is like to build a new country where people can live in peace and respect each other. That is great, honestly.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can go, I forgot because we mentioned this earlier, you can go to floatingman.ll.land. That's floatingman.ll.land to check out more about the festival that Nicholas and I are about to meet up at. It happens every summer. So if you can't make it this year or you want to come next year, no worries. But I'd say, you know, definitely if you're in Europe and you're able to somehow make it happen, you know, get over there I think flying into Belgrade is the easiest way, but I'm sure you could figure out different ways to get to Apatin, Serbia. And again, that's floatingman.ll.land for more information there. You can always go to lieberland.org. If you ever have any questions about the show or want to follow up with us, send an email to info@lieberland.org and Peter will put you in touch with us. And yeah, I just want to keep pushing the message and the spirit of freedom out there in the name of Lieberland, letting everyone live and let live. Nicholas, now, any other parting words of wisdom that you really just have for anyone who's tuned in, not just Lieberlandians, but even someone who is like, what the heck is Lieberland? What words of wisdom do you have for them?
Lieberland, well, it's...
For anyone tuned in. It could be Lieberland or someone brand new to us. Like, what's your words of wisdom to them?
I would say that try to open their eyes and try to look into the environment you are in, and you maybe will figure out that you are not as free as you might think. I would say that. Open your eyes, man. You deserve more freedom than you have.
Mic drop moment right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you deserve more freedom than you have, and that is why we are all here. Tuned in to the Lieberland Show, episode 84. We were joined today by Nicholas Mateos. Should also say the founder of Morpheus, right? Keep your eyes peeled for that project. How would our audience be able to best keep an eye out for Morpheus? Would it be like add you on LinkedIn or Facebook or something?
Maybe when we release the website, I'm going to share it in LinkedIn or by social media. Yeah.
Okay. Well, track him down on social media, guys. Tell him you heard him on the show.
If anyone is in doubt about Lieberland or something like that, you can add me on Instagram. Basically, it's at my name, as you see, Nicolas Mateos. and don't hesitate to write a message. I am always going to answer you.
Nice. There we go. Perfect. Guys, go follow him on Instagram. His name on Instagram is his name, as you can see here, Nicholas Mateos. Thank you, Nicholas, for being generous with your time, and brother freedom lovers out there. This has been good. I'm happy we got to know each other.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for having me here. Thank you for the space.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll see you in a week, man. And everyone who's tuned in, thank you again for tuning into another episode of the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell, and we will catch you in the next episode.